Hi, and thank you for tuning in to another Mind My Adventures podcast with me, Mark Riley, here on markriley.org. So I'm continuing my theme, which has been going on now for quite a while, well over a week at least, of how much computer power do you need. So I've successfully, well beyond successfully, I reckon, in terms of percentage, right? I've been using the Raspberry Pi 5 with Ubuntu. Now, I started off, I had problems with the SD card that I was using, which is 128 gig, I believe. And I couldn't format it, and then I did format it, and then it was stopped working, and my Pop! OS system wasn't doing it correctly. And then I realized that the SD to USB converter that I was using was somehow faulty. And also believed that there was some issue with my Pop! OS system that didn't want to do it efficiently. So I tried it on my Windows system, and then I tried plugging the SD card directly into my tower, and it worked. Okay, so then there were some problems with some of the packages that wouldn't work, and I couldn't load or install Pi apps onto the system. So I ended up using a 32 gigabyte SD card and putting Ubuntu on that, and then for some strange reason this whole system became mega efficient and was working really well, and literally everything I threw at it worked. I mean, it was a little bit slow, so I then thought, okay, well, I've got to use this 32 gig as my main system and then have a 128 gig USB key as a kind of backup. And I didn't like that, so I thought, well, installing Ubuntu onto directly to the key, which would make it just a little bit more efficient. It's pretty much everything that I've thrown at it so far. It's worked really well. I'm using a piece of software called GS Connect with a KDE Connect, which links my Android phone to the Pine, and now I can transfer files between the two seamlessly and quite efficiently. So I'm really pleased about that. Now, I've been having a pop at putting Kden Live onto the Pi, which it does work. Now, I can't remember. There's a right. So it's a piece of software. It's slightly different to the Raspberry Pi OS. I can't remember. Wayland, I think it is. Right. So there's various things about Wayland with Kden Live that just don't work. So I had to get a patch to make that work, which I got from explainingcomputers.com. Chris Barnett. And it worked really well. But then some things, like when I want to edit the video, so and change like the color and stuff like that, make it look a bit more interesting, a bit more attractive, it just doesn't work. There's these plugins don't appear on the system. So I thought, okay, so I'm kind of thinking that the video editing is a little bit beyond the capabilities at this precise moment in time, but we are very early days in the life of the Pi 5. So I just had to go back to using my Windows system, which none too chuffed about. Defeats the object, but okay, it's fine. I can live with that. So that said, but everything else I've done with the Pi, in terms of video editing, no, in terms of audio editing, publishing, recording, have worked great. And so I've got I've now gone back to for audio recording, having said all of that, right, I've gone back to using my Pi 3B, which I use for audio editing, audio recording, right, which is what I'm recording on now. So currently using my SC2200 Mark II mic condenser with my Fifone mixer plugged directly into the Pi, or with a 3B, I think with Buster. Okay, so this is what you're hearing, but it won't be, but it will be published using the Pi 5 and editing. So I think, as you can hear, I've got a bit of a frog in my throat at the moment, so I'm going to remove some of the coughs and the bit out of the way. So so you don't have to listen to that. But at least I'm not sniffling, which is what I was doing on the podcast previously, the Mercianum one. So that said, it seems to be quite an efficient system. So last night when I was building it, I tried broadcasting live using Broadcast This tool, on the Pi, and it worked for a little while, and then it stopped and then had a problem connecting to the internet, which is a bit of a problem, which also defeats the object of it. So I tried using my phone, and my phone did it brilliantly. Now I plugged my mini disc into the FIFO mixer, so there was some music going on as well and me intermittently talking, and that worked really well. So I can't find my phone, which is not really that important. There it is. So the MediaCast, so the software that I'm using is MediaCast, which is an Android app. And that works great. So now I'm kind of a bit more enthused that I can actually do stuff on the go. I haven't tried using my radio or wireless Lavalier USB-C mics yet with that. Don't foresee a problem, but I might have a go at doing it a bit later on today, see if that will be fun in any way, shape or form. So that's the update. So I've now been using the Pi 5 as my main computer for 1.5 weeks. Okay, now it's kind of settled down. The next option, obviously, is to get an SSD. Okay, so there's an NVMe hat that I can get for the Pi. I'm not going to get that this month. I'm going to push it to its limit. So it's doing everything I want it to do at the moment. So I think until I really do need further capabilities. But I'm very surprised at how far it's exceeded my expectations, because I thought I'd run out of steam with this actually quite soon and just get bored, and I haven't. I'm loving the compactness of the computer itself, and how it's just doing exactly what I want it to do. So I'm rather chuffed actually that it's working really well. So if you decide to buy yourself a Raspberry Pi 5, I recommend it. They are very good. I don't foresee that it actually will replace my desktop and my big, Pop OS system and the Windows system, of which I'm looking at July, I think, to kind of replace that, because I kind of feel like it's on its last legs. And there's a guy on YouTube called OzTalks, who I love his videos, and he makes gaming computers, which I think is probably what I'm looking to kind of that kind of style for about $300. So, if it's a brand new PC for £300, I see that as value for money. But right now, I can't justify the expense, having just gone through the process of buying a brand new Raspberry Pi. Well, I didn't, Nicole did, but getting a new Raspberry Pi and then changing over to use that. So I think that's really pretty much all I want to say at this precise moment in time, other than the Android system that I use is working wonderfully as my work computer. We'll see how long that lasts. Okay. Right. Okay. Thank you for listening.